time to recap McCook City Council meeting number one for the month of May. In our studios this morning, City Manager Nate Schneider. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. How you doing, Rich?
Doing swell. Doing good.
Good.
The mayor is in the house this morning. Mayor Linda Taylor, how are you?
Good morning. I am wonderful today. It's a beautiful day outside.
Not bad at all.
Everybody needs to go out and work in their yard if they're home.
Maybe that'll drum up the rain. You keep working.
Yep. Might be the key.
Yeah. Wash your car today, folks.
Yeah. Yes.
Everybody go out and wash your car.
Yes.
That always drums up rain, doesn't it?
It does. It seems to work.
Do
every time.
Something for crying out loud. Yep. Man.
We need a track meet or something to rain
something.
Out.
Something. Oh, there are some track meets today. Sutherland for the older kids, down in Cambridge for the younger kids. So something. Let's just something to drum up some nice rain.
Let's hope we get a little bit.
Let's recap the first meeting for the month of May last night. Anything first? Announcements? Recognitions?
Oh, we did have, you know, we have wonderful dispatchers, and we are very fortunate to have so many good ones. And our head dispatcher got a wonderful award, and we're very, very proud of her. Jen Doucette won the Outstanding NESCA Award, which it recognizes individuals and organizations within the state emergencies communication field. And she was nominated for this award, and counties around us all said what a wonderful job our dispatch is doing for them. And so we want to say congratulations to Jen for helping everybody, because, you know, in an emergency, to remain calm, to talk people through what they need to be doing, it takes special people to do that and special training. So again, Jen Doucette is just excellent at what she does, and we are just really proud that she won this big award.
And you just recently, like last month, honored kind of the proclamation to dispatchers,
didn't you? I think the last meeting we had our proclamation for the dispatchers. That was really cool. Jen had a very nice prepared statement, and she accepted the award on behalf not just of her but also our entire dispatch. And they really do work as a team. When you see them work together, you know, whether it's just a regular day or an emergency type situation day, and she kind of listed off some of the things that we've dealt with, whether it was fires or tornadoes or we've had a lot of things around this area that we've dealt with over the course of the past few years since she's been in charge. It really takes a team effort. They do a fantastic job. We're very fortunate to have the people that we have. Not everybody can do it. It requires a calmness that I don't have. And they just are able to multitask and work through problems and get people to stay calm and cool and collected and to get orders out to people so that way they know where they're supposed to go or what they're supposed to do. And it's really hard sometimes when you're facing emergency situations. So Jen does a fantastic job, and so does everybody over in our dispatch. And we're happy for Jen and excited for our police department and dispatch center.
Anything else on announcements, recognitions?
Oh.
That was it?
Well, we do have a planning commission meeting next week. And so we're going to be working through our zoning regulations. And so every month, I think, unless there's a month that it just doesn't work for our planning commission members, we're going to plan on just taking two or three chapters at a time and working our way through those. So that'll be the first planning commission meeting where we go through the zoning regulations this upcoming Monday, which I think is the 12th, if I remember correctly. So
next Monday. Yep. Very, very good. Proclamations, more proclamations coming up May 11th through the 17th, National Police Officers Week, and Police Officer Memorial Day on the 15th as well.
We appreciate our police officers. They have a tough job out there, too, never knowing whether to enter a house or when there's an accident, taking care of getting all of the people where they need to be. And so this was in honor of National Police Officers Week, and we really appreciate them. If you see one of the officers, tell them how much you appreciate them for serving the city of McCook.
All right. That's, once again, all of would be next week, starting Sunday.
Yeah.
All of next week.
Yep.
Yes.
Very good. All right. We move on. Public hearings, economic development plan, citizens advisory review committee.
Yeah, we do this on a quarterly basis. And Charlie and Sean Wolf were present to just kind of talk about where the EDC is at. The EDC administrates our LB 840 program, and the LB 840 Citizens Advisory Committee kind of serves as the liaison between the EDC and the city of McCook. And this committee actually is the committee that informs the city of what's going on. They provide a check and balance system to assure that everything is being vetted prior in time to the council being able to give the final blessing. We had a fairly quiet quarter, which is kind of crazy because we've got a lot of things going on, but there's a lot of things that we're just kind of gearing up for right now. We do have some reserve funds that are committed to different projects right now. I know that we've got our infant initiatives that we're continuing to help assist with on the LB 840 side. And then also with some of the housing projects that we have, we've got commitments there to make sure that we're able to provide the utilities to bring in some of the houses. Charlie and Sean had mentioned the new sports complex and gearing up for that process. They had mentioned the fact that the retail coach is in the process of trying to market a bunch of commercial lots that are going to be out there. So that's really exciting. And then also there's going to be a residential component that they were talking about as well, too, last night. Like I said, it was kind of a quieter month, a quieter quarter, which is kind of crazy. It's probably the first quiet quarter they've had in quite some time. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of stuff that we're going to be gearing up to do here in short time. And the LB 840 money, those sales tax dollars, they go a long ways to helping to do the projects that you see. So if you see projects out there right now, whether it's the industrial park or North Point or the sports complex, or the houses along, I think it's Copper Mill Drive, whatever that, I'm not sure what that is. That
right
little cul-de-sac.
Here.
Yeah, that little cul-de-sac over there. A lot of those projects, those are LB 840 EDC projects. And so we're motoring along with different things, and I'm hoping that people are able to kind of see the fruit of their labors and what their sales tax is doing for our community.
We are already to the consent agenda, I do believe, last night. A number of different items. Anything pulled for discussion?
No, we didn't pull anything from the consent agenda. It just was pretty much housekeeping is what we were taking care of.
All right. And nothing really. Street closures, land leases, for nothing really big there.
Yeah, we had a couple of things on there. We approved the agreement between Therap Services LLC and the City of McCook. Therap Services provides software servicing for our senior center and transit. It allows us to go ahead and utilize their software free of charge, but we have to sign the agreement. Which is fairly standard. There's not a whole lot to it, but we passed that through the council last night. Some change orders with respect to some of our water projects in the south side of McCook, and that was approved last night. We have an annual requirement that we have to do a tax increment financing report. This past year, we had a couple of projects that were TIF projects. Again, those three houses north of the Copper Mill, those were TIF projects. So that was a redevelopment plan and a redevelopment contract that the council and the the council passed. Yeah, my mind is escaping me right now. And then also we had to amend one of the redevelopment plans as well, too. So it was fairly light this year in terms of TIF. And then we had some requirements. Anytime anybody's going to go ahead and put utilities, infrastructure in our right-of-ways, they have to get a permit to do so. So we took a few permits to the council last night. And then also had a land lease that we agreed to with the Federal Aviation Administration. This is just a continuation of the existing lease for the fan marker. So that was all we had on the consent agenda last night. I kind of went through that fairly quickly last night. Not a lot of controversial or difficult issues. So, and we use the consent agenda so that way we can kind of expedite the process. It's not, we do reports. So staff, myself, we do reports. We give them to the council so they kind of know what's going on beforehand. And we will put some of those things that probably don't require as much attention or conversation on the consent agenda, but it doesn't mean that people don't have the right to go ahead and pull that or council members don't have the right to pull that. I know that we've had council members that have pulled consent agenda items here in the last few meetings, if I remember correctly. So, and sometimes staff members will do that too if there's a correction. But most communities use a consent agenda solely for all their business. They don't even go to a regular agenda. So we're kind of an anomaly as far as that goes. But the consent agenda was pretty light. Not a lot of big issues on there this time around.
Had just one item on the regular agenda, and that was update regarding the sports complex project.
Oh, my goodness. Is that looking great? They're out there right now moving dirt around. And, you know, we're in phase A is where we are. And we gave Mammoth the final plot approval. And so David Blau was there last night, but we didn't have any questions for David. He pretty much was there in case there were questions about it. We're excited as to what's going on out there. Rich, the fact that we're going to have places for retail to be out there is going to be wonderful. I sat on the board of retail strategies, and every time there's business that wants to come to town, we don't have a place to put them. Now we have a place to put them. And so exciting things are going on out there, and we're ready to do Package B, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to be getting, I think May 13th, they're going to give us Package B, which is going to be the horizontal build out. So they're going to give us a contract that's similar to the contract that we got with Package A. They break their projects into three distinct parts. The first part is the dirt work that you're seeing right now. That's Package A. And they'll get the sports complex ready and prepared then for Package B, which is going to be your horizontal build out. So that'll be your fields. You know, the concrete work, laying the foundation for the concession stand building. That'll be the Plan B phase, and that'll be the biggest phase that we will be a part of. It'll be the most expensive phase as well, too. And then Package C is going to be your vertical build-out. So that's going to be your concession stand building and anything else that's going to go up. I think we're talking about also including just a storage facility maintenance building for our public works people, so that way they can put their equipment in there. And so that'll be part of that build-out as well, too, at the end, the vertical build-out. We're working on grants. Poor Jessica Bortner. I think she spends half of her time over at our office working on grants. We're actually working on the Doherty grant right now. And that's like a 25 or a 30-page grant, and we just got through our final rough draft last week, and so we're going to clean it up and get that sent out here in short order. Also, we were able to go ahead and have a conversation with our sports facility company team. They're working on the feasibility study and the pro forma. There are a couple of things that I wanted to make sure that we addressed. So they're going to make some changes and then bring it back to us. They said they should get those back to us here by the beginning of this next week. And those are important because there are going to be businesses, developers, you know, whomever, they're going to want to look at that and say, okay, what does this mean for McCook? When we finalize this, when we build this out, how much more traffic are we going to see out here at this location? And then also for us, you know, we need to know what those expenses are going to be. And so they're going to pencil out what they think the expenses are going to be for us. So, as Mayor Taylor just mentioned, we've had some conversations with Miller and Associates about how to get the utilities stretched out to this area. And one of the things that we talked about here this past week with Chris Miller and David Blau was the possibility of bringing sewer not through S Street, but bringing it up through U Street. And the reason why, which would be to the north. And the reason why we'd want to do that would be the elevation change with what would be platted as S Street is really severe and steep, and it was going to cost a lot of money to go ahead and just try to balance that out. But if we go to the north, that elevation change isn't nearly as severe, so it's going to cost about the same amount of money, and we can build out more line. So now we can actually get line to what will eventually be single-family residential. At first, it was just going to go to the commercial. Now it's going to go to the commercial and the single-family residential. So, and it's going to be at the same price. So we're going to end up getting a better bang for our buck on that. We have had conversations with Mammoth. We looked at their plans for the concession stand building. Barry Mooney, Tara Cutter, Kyle Potthoff, and myself, we reviewed that with them. It looks really good. I think they've thought of everything down to where are you going to have your electrical outlets for all the burners and cooking equipment. So they've got everything kind of mapped out and ready to go. So we feel comfortable with where we're at on that. We also had a good conversation with D.A. Davidson. They're a bond underwriter. And I feel very comfortable with where we're at as far as the bond issuance. Our plan is to get the bonds rated. So we'll be doing that here probably in June. And then July is what we're kind of shooting for as far as a sales date. And then the proceeds then would be here in August. So that way it's going to coincide with the construction of that plan B or phase B. And so we are moving along. Our hope is, and we had a good conversation, I think it was last week with Mammoth, where we were like, okay, is it realistic for us to think that this is all going to be done by summer of 2026? And I think that it is. We might have some of that horizontal stuff done so we can play ball earlier than that. But as far as total completion of the project, I think summer of 2026 is a realistic completion date. So we're excited about that. Aside from that, we're just kind of moving along, doing a little bit of this and that. Final plat, we're just waiting for the Mylar from Miller & Associates. Contract B will be coming here soon, and I'll be able to get that over to our city attorney. He can review that. And, yeah, things are moving along pretty quickly.
That's good.
Yeah, if you look at the dirt work that's out there right now, those guys don't stop. Like, they work weekends, they work evenings, they are there early in the morning. And there's a huge pile of dirt over there. I think that there was a bidding war last night. Actually, I think that I had committed the dirt to someone. I can't, just jokingly. And Pat Favre, I just made a joke, but Pat and Kyle looked at me like they were about ready to kill me for making that joke. I'm like, sorry, guys. I know you got plans for the dirt, but there is a lot of dirt that's starting to pile up, and it's going to be over on that northeast side of the tract of land. So very exciting. It's cool. I just sit there and I watch them move dirt some days, and those guys just work like busy bees, and it's fun to watch.
That's terrific. That's good. Everything's go and on schedule.
Everything's on schedule. We should be in good shape.
All right. Closing comments.
You know, I've heard a lot from families that are going to be really, really tickled that they don't have to go to Lincoln and Omaha for softball and baseball games. This is something that we are creating. The families are going to be able to stay home and be able to not have to travel so much. It is, of course, very expensive to go out of town and spend a couple of nights and days, and then you have the time in between. So hopefully we're going to be able to take care of this and have it done by summer of 2026.
And one thing I should probably also touch on, I talked to Jerry Muhlenkamp prior to the meeting, and he wanted to make sure that we assured people and families, children, whomever, that this field will be used for practices, not just for games. So we're going to have eight fields that can be utilized for multi-purpose. And we're going to be able to use it for pretty much anything. Nate Mustin actually mentioned yesterday that his daughter is old enough now to start playing Slugger League, and they are practicing somewhere. I'm not sure exactly where, but they're taking grounders on cement. And he said, you know, that's really not a good way to learn how to play ball. And he's right, you know, but you think about where we were when we were kids, Rich. They used to have fields over where Valmont is located.
Well, south of
well, yeah, so it started at Valmont.
The River Road.
Yeah, it started at Valmont, and then when Valmont came in, we lost those fields, which for economic development, it made sense. But then we entered into a lease with a property owner on the south side of town, and eventually that individual wanted to use that for another purpose. So we've had nowhere for our kids to practice now for a long time. And for us to be able to own the land and to be able to make sure that it gets used for recreational purposes, it's going to give our kids opportunities that they've never had before. And like, you know, Mayor Taylor had mentioned, you know, not having to go to Lincoln and Omaha, that'll be nice. Maybe hopefully, I mean, we're still going to, I'm sure there are going to be teams that are going to Lincoln and Omaha, but it'd also be an opportunity for us to bring Lincoln and Omaha teams here. But the other thing is, we are going to have a facility that is going to be every bit as good as anything that you're going to have in Lincoln or Omaha. You know, and so our kids, you know, are always going to be able to say, you know what, even though they might live in a bigger city or they might have more resources, they may have this or that, we have something that's similar, and we're able to train on this, and we're able to practice on this, and we're able to go ahead and compete on this, which is going to distinguish us from all the other towns over on the western side of the state. It really is going to be a huge, huge economic driver. It's going to be huge for families. It's going to be a huge quality of life attraction. It's just got everything. I mean, this is the perfect package for the city of McCook, and it's going to make the city of McCook, I think, a force to reckon with here in the future.
You tell the Central and Eastern Nebraska teams, you know, we'll go to your tournament, but you got to come out.
Yeah, you got to come out here.
You got to make a make a bargain on this, and we'll go to your place, but you got to come out with ours.
Yep, and I think that's exactly what we're talking about. And then you start talking about the number of tournaments that we're going to have in comparison to what we have right now. You start talking about the ability to offer different competition, whether it's going to be soccer or 7-on-7 football, or whatever else it is that we haven't been able to do. We're going to be able to do these things out here. It's just going to open up a lot of doors for our kids and family. So it really is exciting. I can't say enough good things about this project.
And I'm sure you're providing updates pretty much every regular meeting.
Yeah, and so like what I did today, so I'm trying to make sure, because we get people that say, well, we don't know what's going on. So it may sound boring when I go through these things, but I want to make sure that I'm telling people these are the steps that we're taking along the way, so that way everybody hears what we're doing. I don't want this to be wait a second, we didn't know what was going on thing. You know, I've heard some of that, and we've done our best to try to get the news out. And sometimes it's just a requirement on us as citizens to hear these things. We have to be willing to avail ourselves to some of this stuff. And so,
don't get me started on that. I got friends that always say, well, I didn't hear about that. Well, if you turned on your radio in the morning, hear Linda always listen to 7 o'clock news every morning, don't you?
I do.
I have a buddy of mine who's turn your radio on, man.
Yeah.
Turn it on.
Yeah, and you know, whether it's, you know, because we talk about the same thing at the council meetings. We try to come on to radio programs and discuss these things. But I can't knock on doors and go house to house and talk to everybody individually. I'd never get anything done. Mm-hmm. And it would be the same thing day in and day out. I'd wake up at 4 in the morning and start making my trek around town, knocking on doors, saying, did you hear about the ballpark? This is the best we can do as far as trying to get information out. So we appreciate your radio show, being able to go and talk to you and to be able to share what's going on. And I really hope that people hear. And if anybody ever has questions, they feel free to give me a call. Yeah. I've had people that have texted me saying, well, such and such person is saying this on Facebook. Well, first of all, I don't have Facebook. And second of all, I can't comment on everything that's going on Facebook. So I told the individual, I said, why don't you go ahead and then just give him my phone number and have him call me over at the office, because I'm happy to talk to them about it.
Right.
But I'm not going to get in the middle of the melees that occur on social media. That's not my stuff.
No, so, it's not the way to go.
It's silly. That stuff's just silly.
Yeah, and I tape all these shows, council, county commissioners, school board, and we stick them on the website so you can go there anytime and go back and listen to them again.
Oh, I always go on and I listen to stuff that I miss out on. You know, having a daughter that plays sports, I love going back and listening to what Coach Weimers has to say.
There you go.
Sometimes says Abby needs to hustle a little bit more or whatever. It's like, okay, yeah, Abby, go ahead. That way I can get on her at home and say, hey, you got to start moving your feet a little bit quicker. But we appreciate everything you guys do. And again, this is just such a neat project for McCook, and I think it's the shot in the arm that we need for our community to really – people start talking – I remember Andy Long used to always say, well, this is McCook's time. Well, yeah, in order to make it McCook's time, there's got to be some investment, some work, some effort put into it. But we're making the work, making the effort, doing the things that need to be done in order to make McCook really shine. And I think we're really taking off. So it's exciting.